you ever use the word harness like that?
Not to ride them.
You would say you're going to harness the horses? What would that mean?
I mean, put them up against a wagon or something.
So you would say, in that sense, you would...
I'm going to go harness.
Harness. Okay. Yeah, when you're riding a horse, the things that you hold in your hand, you know, the leather thing...
Stirrups. No, I mean not stirrups, but bridles.
Yeah, you need a stirrup anyway. Did you say bridle for that?
Yes.
Okay. What about the things that you would use, you would hold in your hands if you were plowing to guide the animals? Would it be a different word for that?
Halter. Bridle.
Okay. What about lines or plow lines?
Plow lines, yeah.
Would you ever use the word reins?
Reins, yeah, that's an old.
Which, would you ever say reins for plowing, or is it just for riding horses?
You don't find all that many people still using horses, so I don't know.
Okay. All right. Do you have a name for a horse, let's say if you've got him hitched to a wagon, the horse that's on the right? Is he called anything in particular? Or maybe if you're plowing with horses, the animal that always...
The lead horse.
Yeah, which one would that be?
The one on the right.
On the right. If they're hitched to wagons?
Or a plow.
Or a plow. Okay. All right, this expression, say if you're pointing out something, its location, you might say, well, if it's not near at hand, you might say, it's just a little over.
Over yonder.
Okay. Or it's just a little what over?
A little way.
And if you've been traveling and if you've not yet finished your journey, you would say you still have a
little way to go.
Okay. And if something is very common, you might say, well, that's very common. You don't have to look for that in any special place. You can find that just about
anywhere.
And if I slip down and fall outside and I fall that way, you'd say I fell
over there.
Or I fell
face down.
As opposed to falling
backwards
or
frontwards.
Okay. What about this situation? If you've been fishing, you had rotten luck, you didn't catch the first fish, and somebody said, well, how'd you do? What would you probably say?
Terrible.
Okay. Do you ever hear people use the word nary? Like, I ain't catch nary one.
Right.
What kind of person would say that?
Just anybody, you know, I mean, you say.
You'd be likely to say
yes.
That, maybe? How would you use that, say, for example?
Didn't catch an aerial one, or?
Okay. Or let's say if this situation, if a little boy in school has just been scolded by his teacher, and he doesn't understand it, he might say, well, why is she blaming me? I ain't wrong.
I ain't done nothing wrong.
Or if I accidentally step on somebody's rake handle and break it, he might say, well, that's okay. I didn't like it.
Anymore.
Okay. Or if a child is crying and you want to know why, you might ask him what the problem is. He might say, well, my friend has a bag full of candy and he didn't give me
any.
Okay. What would you call, getting back to plowing again, the trenches that are cut out by a plow?
Furrow.
All right, and if you have a good yield, you say you raised a big
crop.
And this expression, if a man has a piece of land with bushes and trees growing on it, and he wants to put it to cultivation, you'd say he did what to the land?
Cleared.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a name for a piece of land that's just been cleared?
Fresh.
Okay, have you ever heard of new ground?
Yes.
You call it?
New ground.
What about a crop that comes up even though you didn't plant it?